It's Tuesday, November 12, 2024.
So day one and the first 100 days, we have the opportunity to roll back regulations.
Trump selects anti-environment former congressman to lead EPA. 2024 will be the hottest year on record, UN Weather Agency confirms. Plus,
Washington's Climate Commitment Act is staying.
State ballot measures were a bright spot for the climate in last week's otherwise grim election.
All of that grim news and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
If you're worried right now that Donald Trump is going to ruin America, I think your fears are misplaced because he actually might ruin the entire planet.
Feel better? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I know you got a lot to get to, so have at it.
Well, first, the World Meteorological Organization announced on Monday that 2024 will be the hottest year ever recorded since record-keeping began in the mid-1800s and breaking the record set just last year. The next round of UN climate treaty talks just got underway in Baku, Azerbaijan, with climate denier Donald Trump's election in the United States casting a shadow over the conference.
I bet it is.
Here in the U.S., President-elect Trump has selected former Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin to head the Environmental Protection Agency. In Congress, Zeldin voted against bills to replace the nation's lead water pipes and against funding for climate-resilient infrastructure and clean energy manufacturing.
Perfect choice for the Environmental Protection Agency.
If confirmed, Zeldin would lead the Republican effort to reverse President Biden's climate laws and policies, including repealing new rules reducing air pollution and climate warming emissions from power plants and tailpipes, and plans to gut the agency itself.
MAGA is gonna love it.
But there was some good news for the climate and environment in the states in last week's elections. Inside Climate News reports, with ballot initiatives faring well. Arguably the biggest was in Washington State, where voters firmly rejected a measure to repeal the state's landmark climate law, an effort backed by the fossil fuel industry and Republican lawmakers. The wildly successful Climate Commitment Act created a market-based cap-and-invest system that allows the state to charge top polluters for their pollution to push them to decarbonize. The law has already generated billions of dollars in revenue for investments in climate resilience projects, transportation, clean air, renewable energy, conservation, emissions reduction, and more.
So voters voted to keep that in place.
Yes, they did.
Good.
In Honolulu, Hawaii, voters passed an initiative to create a climate resiliency fund fed by property tax revenue to ensure a reliable funding stream for upgrading infrastructure against climate impacts and to assist residents after climate disasters. In Louisiana, voters overwhelmingly approved a constitutional amendment that requires that any revenue received by the state from renewable energy production will go into Louisiana's Coastal Protection and Restoration Fund and keeping it out of the reach of state lawmakers.
Good.
In South Dakota, voters squarely rejected a measure that would have made it easier to construct pipelines carrying carbon dioxide. The measure would have blocked local government control and boosted the use of eminent domain to seize landowners' property. And finally, in California, voters solidly approved a $10 billion bond measure to increase funding for building climate resilience projects across the state to fortify against intensifying extreme weather disasters like historic drought, heat, floods, and catastrophic wildfires, and to help ensure that residents, particularly in frontline communities, have access to safe and reliable drinking water. Funds will go to upgrade water systems, restore groundwater supplies, and protect rivers and streams from toxic pollution. Also, wildfire prevention, extreme heat mitigation, conservation of wilderness and coastal areas, and climate-smart agriculture. According to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, investments created through climate resilience bond measures end up paying off in huge dividends over time. FEMA estimates that every $1 spent on climate preparedness saves $6 on avoided disaster relief and costs.
So voters, even in red states, keep voting for these progressive initiatives when it comes to the climate, even while they're voting for candidates who hate the environment and are trying to destroy it.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Maybe we got a problem with our media somehow here, don't you think?
Oh, definitely.
Not here on the Green News Report, however. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and site, yes, still known as Twitter, at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Upside down, I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away.